Welcome, everybody, to episode 0 of Crucible Radio, a podcast for all things Destiny PvP. I feel so weird saying, like, it's your boy, Birds. Subscribe and like.
Let's get a like and subscribe.
It's your boy,
this is my 30-second intro.
Yo, really help me out if you hit that subscribe button.
Smash that like button.
Point at the bottom of the screen.
Check out my Twitch stream.
420. Gamer.
I'm not as good as Triple Rec, but I got like a 2.0 KD.
Hello, and welcome to Crucible Radio, where we talk all things Crucible. Everything from Shax to Iron Banner to your KD. We're here to help you help you.
Yeah, hey guys, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Hello. I'll start it off. I am Swainstash. I am a I'm pretty new to the PvP scene. As far as first-person shooters, I'm very new. This is probably the first game I've tackled, aside from Call of Duty Modern Warfare. That's the only other game I played. So I'm diving right in. More of an RPG player trying to up his KD.
Yeah, you know, I'm the same way. Like, I played a lot of FPSs, but never took the PvP seriously until Destiny. And so, like, I have this fun thing to try and get my KD back up, like, over those 4 months it took me to figure out how to do it.
Oh, yeah. I considered buying a new username on PSN.
Yeah. Just hide away that part of your history.
It doesn't exist. I'll recollect all the exotics so I can get my KD up.
Right.
Well, my name is Bones. I'll go ahead.
Hey, Bones.
What's up, guys? And my history with first-person shooters is sort of strange. I owned an Xbox for the longest time and never paid for Live. So I would play Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo Reach, just like endlessly doing the campaign. And I got very good at the campaigns. And then realized, oh, my friends play this. I should maybe play with them. And then jumped into PvP in Halo Reach. And then Halo 4. And really, really, really liked it. And I think maybe missing out on years of online gaming made me play it too much. But I got fairly decent at Halo 4. And obviously been in love with Bungie since. So Destiny was the greatest thing to ever happen. And yeah, been playing since day one. Spent the money on that Legendary Edition. It's paid off 100 times over so far. And yeah, now I feel pretty confident in my Crucible skills, but I know I have a lot of room to improve, and that's why I love this show.
Definitely.
Cool. Well, I mean, you talk about it paying off. Like, I was just like thinking, since I bought Destiny, I'm definitely not a day one person. Like, it's the best thing that ever happened to my wallet, because like instead of going out and buying things, I just like buy them from Xur instead.
Absolutely. Virtual currency.
So worth that $30.
It saved me a lot of money on a lot of other video games that came out following Destiny.
Yep. Just have you guys picked up any other games since like Destiny took hold? I keep trying to, but it's just like I'm ruined for it now. It's just I could be playing Destiny.
I did buy The Witcher day one. I had it pre-ordered and it was delivered to my house, but that's the same day of House of Wolves, and guess how much Witcher I've played? Not that much.
Pretty much.
I actually, this is the first video game I've played in a while. I think before this, it was PlayStation 3 games. Definitely, like I said, Call of Duty Modern Warfare might have been the last game I played before this. So, like, I picked up the game on a whim because I needed a new PlayStation. I want to try at least one game out. I always would like pick something up and then immediately put it down. And that was back in October, and I've probably been on each day since then, playing in some capacity, what way, shape, or form. You know, like you say, saving money. you know, a lot of times at the beginning, I didn't realize how many of my friends actually played this until, you know, like, oh, do you have a PlayStation? Yeah. Like, oh, were you playing Destiny? Oh, of course.
Oh, you're lucky, man. There's like a couple other gamers at my work that I didn't know about until I started talking about them. And it was like, everyone was like, oh, do you play Destiny? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, you should play sometime. And he's like, oh, he's an Xbox person. Or,
oh, yeah.
People played Destiny for 2 weeks and then went back to Call of Duty. And it's like, all right, I get it. It's not for everybody, yeah. But here we are.
And that's Birds talking. I don't know if you said all that, right. Did you?
Yeah, I haven't said it. My pretend internet name is Birds.
What's up, Birds?
Hey, everybody. Yeah, so I never really played online PvP competitive games. It was just, I remember like the very first Destiny match I played, the Crucible match I played. It was, I just kind of picked at random. I picked a skirmish match on Asylum and it was just so terrible. It went so quickly. And I was just like, oh God, I just like ran away from it. And then played all the other content in the game and then got bored with all that and came back to it and just realized like, okay, I can deal with these adrenaline rushes. And then, yeah, the Crucible Playbook sub happened, and all these people started coming out of the woodwork, and we've had AMAs from some of the top teams, well, team. But yeah, just different, like, top 10% hotshots coming out, and yeah, it's a cool thing. It's definitely just, like, high-intensity geeking out about Destiny on the internet, which
definitely.
Is, I think, it was missing before, like... There's a lot of friendly, non-competitive geeking out that is not quite as much fun.
It was definitely your the subreddit that got me thinking about this. Because I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I think, like, I need it a little bit more. Something I went a little bit more in-depth about certain things that I was just starting to get into, especially Crucible. I was like, oh, man, there is no one else. I couldn't think of anybody else. And I listen, like, podcasts all day. Like, at work, I'm, like, prepping food, and I'm just, like, sitting there, like, with my headphones on, kind of listening away. And I definitely think that people would like to listen to this, because I would.
Oh, definitely. And this, yeah, this subreddit is, like, it's amazing, because you discovered that there are so many other people who want to just talk about strategies without complaining about nerfs or without coming up with, you know, ridiculous things that they want Bungie to add, and
right.
You found a pretty tight community and a pretty smart community that just wants to get better. And I think that's basically what inspired this, is that, like, we're not going to talk about how we're the best or what it takes to be the best and just talking like that. We're going to talk about the evolution of the game, how you can improve your skills, how you go from a casual person who never really cared about PvP to maybe someone who can get a little more fun out of it. Maybe that's all you want. You don't want to be the next triple wreck, but yeah, that's what we're gonna do here, hopefully.
Yep. Well, I mean, the thing was, like, all this existed before the subreddit existed. Like, you know, there was a meta. People knew what the top guns were and all the map strategies, but it wasn't something that was available to people. It was just something, like, top teams would talk about as they were playing together.
I was going to say, especially on Twitch, if you listen to someone as they play, they like to talk about the meta. They like to talk about what they're doing, kind of like the strategies and everything on each map, like, to their audience, but that's just their audience. I would love to get them in here and talk about some of their, you know, experiences on different maps, what their experience with the current meta is, how they feel about, you know, Iron Banana, the trials and all that. That came out naturally. That was Iron Banana.
Yep.
But, like, we get people in. We want to get people in. We want to have talk with them, like, you know, see what they think about how Destiny is moving forward and what they could see from it in a positive light, obviously. We want to stay positive towards Bungie, stay positive towards the Crucible and the guns. Like, because the best advice you can get is they're really good with that gun. That's why you're getting killed by it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and we sort of want to follow the, you know, the trend that this Crucible playbook has started, which is coming up with resources and easy-to-find information and then some sensible discussion to go with it. So we're trying to include stuff like the map call-outs and reviews. We're going to talk about the active playlists and, you know, the recent trials events, which I think is the coolest thing to happen in the game so far. And, you know, we just want to enhance that conversation the best we can.
I mean, I think one thing I realized was, like, I always kind of thought, like, your top 1%ers, like, okay, they've got supernatural gun skills and reactions and all that. But I thought that's, like, mostly what it was. And that when they're playing, it's just, like, it's just easy for them. And, yeah, they've practiced a lot. And I think what I've learned is, like, these people work at it. Like, they work hard. They're always trying to push themselves to the next level. And so to, like, know, okay, I'm here day one on my journey just, like, trying to get my grenade tosses a little bit better. Maybe they're working on something different, but they're still working on things, too. And I think you also mentioned, like, trials. Like, House of Wolves has changed everything in this game. So... It's people are sort of getting forced to really think about what they do every time they go into a match.
I'm also very interested to continue to talk with you guys and learn your strategies for how you try to practice or get better at a certain thing. Because I know I have my methods, but that doesn't work for everyone. Yeah. And hopefully we can get, you know, the community involved to explain what they've been doing, and we can sort of, you know, combine all of our resources to try to get a little bit better at killing people in the Crucible.
Definitely.
That's what it's really about, right? Just ruining other people's days. Like, you, people you don't know, not your friends.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
There, like, you know, showing up in Iron Banana and having someone who is 22 come up and try and tickle you with a blade dance. Last night.
It's... Like, that first Saturday of trials was such a magical moment for me because – and it's changed. Like, already everyone is, like, figured out how hard it can be and how – like, what the skill discrepancy is. But when people didn't know that, and it's like, I'm middle of the pack, but when, like, the entire bottom half of the pack decides to join you in the matches, it was one sweet day before everybody figured out that
– Oh, this is terrible.
I think I'm now addicted to that adrenaline rush that I get from trials, where even when it makes me too angry sometimes, or even when I'm playing just to play and I'm not, you know, I don't care so much about the lighthouse, the added level of competition is so fun and exhilarating that I think it's just totally revitalized the game for me, and I'm so excited to just get continuously angry at it for the next however many weekends in the future.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with it. It's a great time every weekend. I look forward to it when I get done work on Fridays, going in and, like, just grinding it out. I may have not been to the lighthouse yet, but I'll get there one day.
Oh yeah, with this podcast, you're definitely getting
there. Yeah. I also would like to, like, as we go along, I want to, because I'm so new to it, and like we said before, my KD is a little low, but that was I account that for the first 4 months of, you know, playing, not knowing what I'm doing. But I would like to continue to climb and build on it using, like, Destiny Tracker and keep you guys updated on, you know, how I'm doing. Like,
it's a great idea.
I would love to crack, you know, at least the top 25%. I feel like I have the motor skills for that. And, you know, the wherewithal. So as I go along, I would like to, you know, just keep it updated. I'd like to move away from being the top 10% in suicides and and all those other great stats that they have.
We'll have to do some intensive research, because I not to brag a little, but I'm in the top 10% on
right. No
the
big
Destiny
deal
rankings.
Or nothing.
No big deal. I got plenty of room to get better, but I'm also still in the top 10% for suicides, I believe. So maybe those just sort of come with practice. I need to know exactly what that stat means. Does it mean I'm not committing suicide a lot, or does it mean I'm doing it a whole lot?
You just
we'll find out.
Trying for
I mean, the
heavy
important
ammo.
Thing is that you're in the top 10%.
Yeah.
Yeah, my main point is that, yeah.
Going for the heavy ammo too much on Pantheon. I mean,
that's definitely it.
One thing I look forward to, and especially just like hearing top players talk, is like, you know, you get gun skills with time, right? Like, you know, you pick your weapon, you get dialed in, you sort of learn the maps and you get all that. I think every time I've had like a big jump up in skill, and I've had like three of them where it's just like 0.5 higher KD from that point on, it's never because like I learned some new technique for shooting. It's just I like the way I thought about the game changed. And that's a hard thing. Like, people try all day in the subreddit to try and like talk about what they're thinking when they're like playing Rumble and trying to work the spawns. Mm-hmm. But I'm just thinking instead of like celebrating when I got a kill, just instead thinking like, okay, what's the next one that's going to happen? Like, how do I not immediately trade because I'm weak right now?
Right.
Like, just that mental shift was so huge that, and I know that there's like four or five more of those that I don't know about yet that I want to find out from players who do.
Yeah, and I think that's the coolest thing about this format is that we'll be able to really get into depth and explore that because while, yes, the subreddit is an amazing resource and people are incredible at providing tips, I think it's just so cool to just talk about that. And sometimes that can't happen in a comment or two, but we'll be able to just really get in depth on that, all those like exterior elements to playing the Crucible beyond what guns you have and that kind of thing, what class you're using. So there's going to be a lot to talk about.
It's the mental game.
The mental game.
Definitely.
The game is 99% half mental.
Right. There you go. What's the other 1% half?
One
or 99? 50.
49%. We would also love to hear back from you guys as far as opinions on the
definitely.
On the subreddit.
Yeah. Like what, I mean, so I think, you know, we definitely have a home for this podcast in the subreddit. Like, if you have an idea for the show, you have a suggestion for if you want to see an interview from somebody, you know, a streamer that you like to follow who want to give a bit of attention, or like if you're like me and it's just like, all right, you just got your thorn and you don't see what the big deal is and you're pretty sure you're using it wrong, like, let's I'm sure we could talk about that.
Let's see that. We're gonna definitely develop some fun segments. I think, like, we have a lot of ideas. We're excited for the listeners and the other Guardians to hear those. And this show, the cool thing about this format as well is that we can evolve and we can add and change stuff constantly, so we're just going to make this the best show we can, always with your help.
Yep.
For sure.
I mean, if you're listening to this right now, you're probably on the subreddit looking at a post where it's in, so go ahead click the subscribe button. It's your boy Birds. Give us a like and leave your comment.
Smash. Share it with your friends. Post it on Facebook.
Smash that upvote.
Tweet it.
I don't know if you mostly have Destiny friends, but if I posted this on my Facebook, a bunch of people will go, what the what is the matter with this guy?
Here's what you're going to do. You're going to hit the PlayStation button on your controller or the Xbox button, however it works. I don't know. I play PS4. You're going to go to parties. You're going to see all your friends in Iron Banner parties right now, and you're going to... Or trials or whatever they're doing, it doesn't matter, because you're going to jump in that party and they're going to be saying, he's on B, watch your left, and you're going to say, guys, shut up for a second.
Right. It's not about B right now. There's things that are more important to B.
To show you, I've got this podcast. It's great. It's going to help you guys get better at this game. And they're going to be like, dude, get out of our party. We need to focus right now. And you're going to be like, it's worthless. Quit trials. Put the loss on your ticket and listen to this podcast. And they're going to appreciate you in the long run.
Right. Is that our tagline, just like worth losing a trials ticket for?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
You got to get worse to get better, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Forward and back.
Everyone needs one loss on their trials ticket once in a while.
Yep. That's why you got the mercy.
I feel like
for
just
it.
Like 9-1 is just like the universal cry of someone who needs this podcast. Me, for sure.
Oh, boy.
So close, but
too much of that. We're gonna eliminate that. No, I'm not making that guarantee. Never mind. You're probably gonna lose a lot in trials. I'm shutting up now.
Yeah, you're gonna have a really solid week, and then everyone else is gonna hear the podcast, and then it just it all balances out again.
Crucible Radio, exactly. Where we guarantee you a trip to Mercury.
Yep, that is failed motto number one.
I'm sorry, guys, but I'm gonna have to cut that out. There's no way we can put that in the final version.
Yep.
We're gonna have angry fans all over the place.
All right, just put in edit points right here. Call it a day.
Assume we have fans.
I can guarantee you go to the tower.
Yeah,
that works.
Right, yep. I've heard about this great place. You've got to check it out.
All right, that's what we're trying to do here. We don't want to get too in-depth. We have a lot of work to do, and we have a lot of fun stuff coming your way. Right, guys?
Definitely.
Yeah, working hard.
Like I said, let's hear from you guys. Let's see what you guys think. What do you want to see on Crucible Radio?
Yeah, do you want to be on Crucible Radio? Do you know, do you want to make us a cool song? I mean, maybe we have a cool song, but do you want to tell us why in beat poetry form, why you love Thorn more than the last word?
Haikus.
Let's do that. Let's have a poetry reading.
Exactly. The last word, haiku.
I mean, that's really the end game of Destiny, right? Like, we're gonna be done with trials, and it just switches to verse form.
Exactly. Rap battles.
Yep. Oh, that's got to happen now. That's you can't unsay that.
We're gonna try to keep this show pretty focused. You know, stick to the Crucible. But if someone comes on and says, "Hey, I want to do a rap battle on your podcast," we're not going to say no.
Right. Legally, we have to let you do a rap battle. Right.
It's a law somewhere. It's a
right. That's podcast laws. Law, yeah. Right?
Yes. All right, guys.
I think that we did good. It.
I think we did it.
Yeah, man.
I'm stoked.
Thanks for tuning in for our semi-first podcast. The pilot podcast?
Pilot episode.
Punches pilot episode.
Crucible Radio. Oh, man. I'm excited for the future, guys. I'm excited for doing more podcasts with you guys and with our other Guardian friends, hopefully.
Yeah.
And this should be fun.
Yeah. See you out there, Guardians.
Go hit that Crucible, and after you're done with that, do it again.
Sounds good. See you guys.
Bye. Subscribe. Like.
Subscribe button.
Share it on Facebook. Tumblr. Don't start your own subreddit. Post it in our pics.